Hello and welcome to the Entertainment Earth Podcast. I'm your host, Adam Paulus. It's after Toy Fair. It's February 15th, 2013. Ram Man has sold out. You can't have one. Today we're going to be looking at some movie news and toy news and all that stuff, plus a new sale. So let me go through my notes because I was only in the office for 2 days this week because I was in New York for the rest of it. And yeah. Anyway, let's get started with movies. Last weekend at the box office, Identity Thief had a fantastic opening weekend with $34.6 million. It was followed by Warm Bodies at number two with $11.4 million, Side Effects at $9.3 million, Silver Linings Playbook at $6.4 million, and Hansel and Gretel Witch Hunters at $5.8 million, which I'm assuming is good. New this week, A Good Day to Die Hard, Beautiful Creatures, Safe Haven, Escape from Planet Earth, and other stuff in limited release. In the news, the trailer for From Up on Poppy Hill is making the rounds. It is Studio Ghibli's next effort. They did a bunch of amazing animated films in Japan, like Spirited Away and Mononoke Hime or Princess Mononoke or whatever you heard the title as at one point or another. Amanda Seyfried may be in Seth MacFarlane's next movie, a comedy western, as its leading lady. It is currently called A Million Ways to Die in the West. Rupert Grint was cast in a CBS pilot called Super Clyde. He gives money to people and is rich. It's from the My Name is Earl guy. NBC is going to make another episode of Up All Night without Christina Applegate, who quit. Why? Who the heck knows? Expected to be canceled by May. The show's been retooled several times in the last couple of years, and I'm not quite sure what's going to happen now. On sale at Entertainment Earth. The President's Day sale ends soon. Get 10% off in-stock orders of $50 or more, or 15% off in-stock orders of $75 or more. This sale ends February 20th and applies to thousands of items. They're all in stock right now, so why not place an order? Because you may as well save 10 or 15%. I think that's a good thing to do. In toy news, Mattel confirmed it would be doing 6-inch Adam West Batman action figures. Shown in New York, Batman, Robin, Batman in board shorts with a surfboard, the Penguin, and the Riddler. Joker was confirmed as coming with a sculpted Cesar Romero mustache. NECA has a quarter-scale Adam West Batman as well as a Michael Keaton Batman in the same size. Mobius Models will be doing model kits from the Adam West TV show. I saw early concepts for Figaro models. LEGO does not seem to be jumping on the Adam West Batman craze, but other vendors mentioned they are considering other Adam West Batman products. NECA showed a bunch of good stuff, including Kick-Ass 2, After Earth, Lone Ranger, Pacific Rim, Kenner-style Predator figures, Aliens. It was amazing. Super articulated versions of classic Kenner Predator figures were shown, so you can get blue ones and the red Lava Planet one, and other ones that, if you were like me, you got in the 1990s. They're cool. Playmates confirmed Bebop and Rocksteady will be joining Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtle Classics. They will be returning with Leo, Mike, Raphael, and Donatello this summer, which are going to get reissued because you may have missed them. Lord knows we sold a bunch of them. PPW, Proportional Partners Worldwide, has Marvel and Elvis, and more are coming. Iron Man and Wolverine Potato Heads were shown in their booth. We have mock-ups on our site right now, and you can pre-order those right now if you like. Diamond Select Toys will grow its back... that doesn't make any sense. I'm going to not read what I wrote. Mr. Fusion is coming from Back to the Future 2, a full-size prop replica for hundreds of dollars. It has a sound effect that plays when you open it. It looks really cool. Diamond also added Lost in Space and Aliens to its lines of licenses. Photography was not allowed of many of these items. Aliens will get electronic vehicles and Minimates and Minimates vehicles. There will also be Lost in Space Minimates. Dr. Smith and the Robot looked great. I'm very excited. I'm still going through all my notes from the show and taking all my pictures, because that's what I do. This is like a vacation for me. But anyway, we'll have more on Toy Fair next week. You can also find videos on my personal site, 16bit.com. I'll be adding pictures and videos and coverage as time permits. And that's it. We've added lots of new items to the website. Many of the items I talked about on this episode from Toy Fair are already up for pre-order, so just go to Entertainment Earth, search on Adam West Batman. You won't be too disappointed. The Mattel ones aren't up yet, so you'll be a little disappointed, but you should and can order the NECA one right now. The quarter scale, 18-inch, it's impressive. I will sign off and see you next time. Follow us on Twitter, Tumblr, Facebook, and elsewhere. If you have any questions, feel free to ask us. And goodbye.